Alright, looks like we're good for right now. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Identity Booth. As always, it is your host, the one and only Hero. As my commitment to you guys, I am, like, first and foremost, want to say shout out, happy birthday to the co-host with the most, Eric. It's Eric's 21st birthday. Happy birthday to Eric. He's with the missus. I can only assume. I don't know. What are you doing, Eric? Whenever you see this, you'll tell us. What are you doing on your special day? Big boy. What are you doing on your special day? My commitment to you guys was to give you guys 3 weeks of continuous content. And that goal, that commitment is still in the process. We're on week three of constant contact. I'm really enjoying making contact, and this whole setup has made it easier, so I appreciate it. But first and foremost, you guys know the whole routine. Let's like, share, subscribe. Let's get it going. Let's give the people what they want. I have this video up right now. It's on my YouTube page. I'll put the link in the comment section. Boom. So it'll be on screen now. But you guys can check out that video. I want to also send a special shout out to Rachel Hornbuckle, who helped me produce this. I turned off the volume for this, but if you want to see the video, it's a really good video. I think you should definitely go check it out in its entirety. Tell me what you think. Spent some time making it. It came out, this was our Thursday video. A few things before we jump into it. I want to send a special thank you to our booth boss from the live stream, which took place on Tuesday. The presidential debate was our first presidential debate. Might be our only one. Stand by for that. Our booth boss was Outcast. And just want to say thank you. You know, it means a lot. Have you guys in the chat with us while we're doing this under not always the best circumstances. For some reason, my video wasn't working. Turns out I just needed to restart the good old computer real quick to get that going. But I ended up figuring it out, and I was able to shout out to Eric for, you know, holding it down while I was out of commission. I also want to send out a shout out to the 217 identifiers we have in the group right now. This number has grown exponentially large since I've started live streaming. What I've learned from my everyday post is I get people to subscribe. I think that helps me with the algorithm, but I don't get people to like come back and watch the video. So every time you watch a video of mine, especially for these new YouTubers, I think it's super important that you leave a like, comment. You can just put great video. It's not something that needs a response, but our engagement levels kind of dictate how well we do on these channels. So I think that's super important. But always, I mean, I'm always going to ask for it. And shout out to Twitch. We're now up to six people on Twitch find whatever I'm doing right here acceptable. And that's cool. So thanks to the identifiers I have on Twitch. Today's topic is a week. It was a week, wasn't it? So we're going to be focused on that, right? All right. I actually want to pull up... Can I get an event thing? Do I have an event list here? I don't. I feel like there's just this empty void here. But we'll probably fill it with something else later. But the last subscriber we had on YouTube was... Who was the last subscriber on YouTube? Last subscriber on YouTube was... Circuit of Life podcast. Shout out to my boy Guillermo. Actually got a video on the website. Go check that out with him. And who was our last Twitch identifier? It looks like it was Eric. Yeah, it was the main man, Eric himself. So shout out to Eric for the subscribe there. Numbers are constantly going, so I've rambled on enough about that. We got Jay in the chat calling me scrap. Acceptable, acceptable. These are facts. But real quick, we got through the happy birthday. And let's just go real quick down what happened this week. This whole week was the equivalent of a whole year, if I've ever seen one. On Monday, we had those tax releases where we found out that Trump paid $750 in taxes, meaning if you're a teacher in Illinois, if you're a firefighter in California, if you're a janitor that works two jobs in New York, you paid more money in taxes than Trump did, the self-proclaimed billionaire. And a lot of people on the right have been using the argument of he's only using the loops that our president signed into place, which was Barack Obama. And you're right. If that's the hill you want to die on, you're right. But a lot of people tend to forget, like, the things we had to give. We had to give them that stupid tax cut break, and they probably enjoyed it too. Democrats aren't some virtuosos group of people. They like money just as much as the next person. So we had to give that up in exchange for us to get certain DACA things on the ballot and things of that nature, and we got them. So the lesser of two evils or the greater of two goods. Pick your poison. But that in itself would have been a story that should have ran for the last 6 months. But that shit happened this week. Same week on Tuesday for the debates. And that shit is already in the back of our cognizant mind because of everything that's happening right now. Debates went down. Trump refused to denounce white supremacy for the second time. Every time this man is asked on a hot mic to denounce white supremacy, he seems to fumble this question. I'm going to show everybody how easy it is to denounce white supremacy. Do you denounce the Proud Boys? The answer is yes, I denounce the Proud Boys. Do you denounce the KKK? Yeah, Bob, I'll have to agree that I do denounce the KKK. Do you denounce all forms of white supremacy or any violence or contact that would require some form of bloodshed or the enactment of harming of somebody due to political or racist views? Yeah, I completely unilaterally accept the fact that I denounce all facets of bigotry, xenophobia, racism, and hell, discrimination against pets too. I'll put that there. It's not a tough question, but it's a hard question. It's not hard to denounce white supremacy when you're not a white supremacist. The greatest laugh I had all week came from asking a black person who's voting for Trump to denounce white supremacy. It's so funny to watch the mental loops that they tie themselves in trying to prove that he did and he did it. No, be clear. If there's anything you ever want to be clear about, I think it should be allergic. Things that you're allergic to that the waiter is taking notes on for your food. And being able to denounce bigotry and white supremacy. I think those two things at the top of the list. One is definitely more important than the other, but no one's gonna knock you for picking the other one if you're sitting down at a Cheesecake Factory ready to order and Betty looks like she's not writing down your peanut allergy. You know, no one's gonna knock you for that. Something that is crazy is that was just Tuesday. The fallout of that took place on Wednesday, which also was this time that we heard about our good friend, Daniel Cameron. The house figure who stayed on the plantation when Harriet Tubman, you know, Harriet Tubman used to kill people who fuck around and didn't want to run or who got cold feet. You got to die right there because she can't get caught. She get caught, that ruined the whole operation. Daniel Cameron, it turns out the jury got tired of Daniel Cameron lying on them, saying that it was out of my hands. There was nothing I could do. As the top police official in the land of the Commonwealth, you do have the power to do something. You just chose not to. You chose to side on the police side. And I went viral. Let's see if I can find this post. I went viral for a quick minute. There's Rachel. How are you, darling? I'm going to find this post real quick. My Breonna Taylor post went a little viral. I was a little cool. Let's see what we got going on Facebook real quick. Hey, look, there's Eric's birthday. And as you can see, there's two Erics because he has two accounts. Delete one, Eric. I got to scroll down my stuff a little bit because this happened, once again, a few days ago. But basically, I made a post about Breonna Taylor and, like, just how tragic would it be if we did all this work for her just for this bum out of nowhere to come ruin that for us, you know? Okay, I saw Daniel Cameron's name, so I know we're getting close. Oh, no. We're getting close, though. But basically, so now one of those jurors has made an injunction to get the files out to the public. And man, what a bombshell. Not only did Daniel Cameron never present the jury with the fact that, oh, you guys can, in fact, charge the officers with first degree, second degree murder. He never offered them that opportunity. In addition, there was over 10 hours of body camera footage that they could have had access to watch, but one of the grand jurors, who was obviously a plant, continued to push the idea or notion that we can move forward. We don't have to watch all these videos. It's pretty cut, clear, and dry. If it was Daniel Cameron's decision, no officer would have been charged in this. That was basically what the jurors were telling us. And that right there is pretty disturbing because it doesn't sound like he was too genuine about being genuine. Isn't that strange that someone who beheld himself to the idea that he did everything he possibly could, and when the curtains are pulled back, not even a lot, just this is just what we found out in the first day of reading through it. That no, he wasn't genuine. No, he wasn't honest. And clearly, people had a problem with that. And they made note of it. They definitely made note of it. This is a funny video, but this is not the video that I'm looking for. It's all on my page, though. Facebook is weird. I know if I scroll down like four pages, it'll pop up. But basically, what is this? This is my header. Come on. Hey, that's us. One person's watching. It's probably Jay, who said I was crap once again. Oh, while we're bypassing it, this is another story, but we'll come back to this. We'll come back to that. These are some of my funnier jokes about Trump. I am hilarious. Self-proclaimed. I've gotten in trouble on Twitter, if you guys don't know. But we'll get to that. Oh, yeah, it was the twins' birthday that just passed. Was it? Where's this picture from? Oh, no, it was my dad's birthday. I want to just take a second to point out the man right here. This man has on Coleroid slacks. Coleroid suede swags. You try saying that three times fast. This man is legendary. He's a bad man. Look at him. Rumble. Happy birthday, Dad. I've streamed a lot. And maybe I have passed it. Oh, this is my short video. I'm really enjoying this. You guys should definitely check this out. I made a short video. I just killed a fly. Oh, I thought I did. As you're watching this is just me messing around clearly, but I really enjoyed, I'm making, this is a sneak peek into the end of the year video. So I'm really, really getting caught up with that. And just, it's just me really enjoying my, like, not even my acting chops, but my editorial skill set. Like, I've really become better at this whole thing. And I really want to, oh, that's a great cut. Like, seamless, too. I love that cut so much. It was Jeremiah's birthday recently, so that's why he's on my page. I really want to see this post. Okay, I know it's close now, because that's there. That's there. Or maybe it's not. Oh, here it is. Boom. Found it. So we're talking about Daniel Cameron, right? And this was my post that went a little bit viral. Got 103, you know, 103 shares. You know, it's out there. The message is clear. Got some people to respond to it. Got 10 subscribers off of it. So I appreciate you guys for that. But, like, Daniel Cameron is just the scum of the earth, man. This is the guy that promised us justice for Breonna Taylor. This is the guy. This was the hero who was supposed to get us justice for Breonna Taylor. And don't get me wrong, I don't got nothing against interracial relationships or nothing like that. If you know me, you know my real concern with Daniel Cameron is this. This is my real issue with Daniel Cameron. His unapologetic, hypocrite, his overbearing love for Trump, that is my problem with Daniel Cameron. He is the reason why we couldn't get justice for Breonna Taylor. And we got to live with that. So Daniel Cameron comes out as being a liar. And the fallout of that, we still don't know. It probably has been some more stuff. But once again, the news has been dominated. I haven't even got to the main dish. You're still in the fucking breadsticks at Olive Garden. Let's get to the fucking mozzarella covered pasta, shrimp pasta. Let's get to it. What we're beefing with right now is Thursday night, Trump puts out a tweet about how he is COVID positive, him and the first lady. And when I say I went in, let's get to my Twitter. When I say I went in, I came for everything. But to my dismay, let's go down some of my tweets. The 25th Amendment. This puts a smile on my face. It does. Because we're talking about a psychopath who did everything in his power to disprove the legitimacy of this virus that has killed 200,000 people. 30,000 people needed to die for this disease. Trump saw to it that that was not going to be the case. He catches COVID, and it's probably due to the fact that, you know, he was at this debate. And the whole story is that he probably got it from Hope Hicks, who travels frequently with Trump, and the first lady. She was definitely in Marine One and also on Air Force One for the debates. So, like, it makes sense how we got here. But the thing that no one is really, like, paying attention to is this super spreader that he had, who's being held responsible for this? You know, there's a part of me that says that, you know, during the debate, they should have kicked Trump's party out for not wearing a mask. You were at a hospital. The rules were very stated clearly. You don't want to follow the rules, then leave. Get the fuck out. But no, they didn't. And they badgered people for this. For where he, on the debate stage, he made fun of Biden for wearing a mask. And here he is, clown. Laugh and grow fat, bro. No sympathy for me. And I'm not sitting here, you know, demeaning people who want to feel sympathetic for him. It's everyone except for Rachel Maddow. Like, you made a career off of making fun of this dude and attacking this dude. Keep that same energy, Rachel. I went in on Trump. I went in on Trump. I still have a poll here that no one has voted for, but that's cool. Happy Independence Day, which is on the same day as my birthday, my dad's birthday. Jimmy Butler, feel sorry for you, bro. Tough game too. But it's kind of discouraging. Oh yeah, we're on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. Check us out. I went in because he successfully did what no one else thought he could do, which is make the pandemic real. You know, make the pandemic real. And it's just amazing to me. Yeah, there we go. Now we're finding my stuff. Hey, I got the good jokes. It's amazing to me that this guy is like, he seems shocked. Like he was, if the president can get it, no one is safe. You hear me? No one is safe. And for you to think that you're safe is further proof that you're living in this oblivious dream world. Clearly. So Friday comes along. His condition worsens. It worsens. Shout out to Brittany. What up, Brittany? I see you over there on Facebook. Bet you won't say nothing in the chat, though. He makes it his business. On Friday, his condition gets worse. There's conflicting reports here, but I'm going to go with the science. The more likely chance, the more likely opportunity. Because, like, you have to remember, Trump is a psychopath. He's going to lie. He is going to lie. If you're watching this on any other platform, head to YouTube, man. I need a few likes on there. And I need somebody to watch this on YouTube. He's a psychopath. So whatever he says, just know he's probably not being truthful. Herman Cain, RIP, if that's even the route you want to take. If that's even the route you want to take with Herman Cain. Because my guy, you died for Trump, and that's crazy. Friday comes along. I believe his condition got worse, so he had to go on oxygen, which required him to leave the White House and go to robbery. And right now, from what I'm understanding, let's go down to this. I believe there's like a protest. There's a protest, or they're on lockdown because a strange package was delivered to the hospital, which is straight pandemonium. Let's actually look into that right now. Because I believe they're prepping him for a ventilator, but then a video comes out of him talking. He looks flush. He sounds hoarse. But once again, I'm not there, so I can't document this as facts. But it just seems it's not looking good for my mans. My mans isn't doing well right now. Let's go to these hashtags real quick. What's trending right now? Let's see. Auburn, I'm assuming they won. Fuck Georgia, years of heartbreak. Shout out to Luke. Oklahoma must have won. Good for them. Arkansas Razorback at Bulldogs? I don't know what that means. Okay. Spencer Rattler? I don't know what that means. Is there... what? Tell me about Trump, fools. Yeah, see, this was what I was talking about, the story about him being on oxygen. And the fact is, if he was showing signs and symptoms on Wednesday, then that means Trump knowingly was positive for corona and went to a fund, like a charity fund, spreading coronavirus. So that is a conflicting story there. Let's go to news, see what news has to say. RIP Cookie, I don't know you, but RIP. Yeah, okay, but I'm hearing stories that, like, people were outside of his... let's see. Walter Reed. Was that... how do you spell Walter Reed? Is it... yeah, Walter Reed. Let's see, hospital. He looks so disheveled. He's mad right now. He can't get none of his little care and stuff. Okay, so yeah, this is the protest that is going on out there. Let's can we listen to this? Let's turn me down. And turn tabs up. Whoops, not tabs. This is tabs.
We love you, Mr. President. Let's have a moment of silence.
No,
Miss Allison.
All right. All right. That happened. And this is the part that's kind of baffling, is because the people who are all here, none of them are wearing masks. Like, they know that it's real. And it's just like a mindless solidarity thing. And that's why I don't feel sorry for any of them. Like, nah. Play stupid tricks, win stupid prizes. Philly DeFranco. So they are not protesting, but rallying outside. But Saturday rolls around. And he supposedly gets sicker. And this is when this video comes into play. So I don't know if I'm going to watch this in its entirety, but let's get a feel for it.
World for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back. Because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that, but we still have steps to go and we have to finish that job. And I'll be back, I think I'll be back soon. And I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing and the kind of numbers that we've been doing. We've been so proud of it. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them. Not just in the U.S., I'm fighting for them all over the world. We're going to beat this coronavirus or whatever you want to call it, and we're going to beat it soundly. So many things have happened. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles, if you want to know the truth. They're miracles. People criticize me when I say that, but we have things happening that look like they're miracles coming down from God. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days. I just want to be so thankful for all of the support I've seen, whether it's on television or reading about it. I most of all appreciate what's been said by the American people, by almost a bipartisan consensus of American people. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I very much appreciate it, and I won't forget it. I promise you that. I also want to thank the leaders of the world for their condolences, and they know what we're going through. They know what, as your leader, what I have to go through. But I had no choice, because I just didn't want to stay in the White House. I was given that alternative. Stay in the White House, lock yourself in, don't ever leave, don't even go to the Oval Office, just stay upstairs and enjoy it. Don't see people, don't talk to people, and just be done with it. And I can't do that. I had to be out front, and This is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. So that's where it is. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody. Our First Lady is doing very well, Melania.
All right, that's about as much as I could take. So yeah, this is what we're dealing with right now. It's crazy. Ish is crazy. So, and today's Saturday, 10:03, and we'll just see. All right.